Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and this is root work number 12. We are just rocking with this thing, man. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying talking about God. I'm enjoying, grounding my foundation and speaking to some of the things that I've been going through and some of the messages that I've been getting. And over the last couple of years, any of those messages that has sparked a thought in me, made me want to create change, or made me want to look at my life in a different way, I wrote them down on a sticky note. And I started calling this my root work. So root work is basically taking ownership and accountability of your life, starting with creating change within yourself. So I've been choosing five at random, talking about what I might have been going through in my life at that time, what the message means to me, or what principles I pull from it. And through all that, I hope that it's helping you and it's helping you to grow in a way that you want to grow. So let's get started. Brace yourself. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Brace yourself. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So this one just reminds me to make a decision. Make a decision and go with it. Regardless of how difficult it is, regardless how much pain you feel from it, regardless of what you may not understand about the whole situation yet, make a decision and stick to it. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways means if you decide that you're going to do something and then the first sign of hardship, the first sign of somebody not liking it, the first sign of somebody disagreeing with you, you start to sway. Now your word is meaningless. You don't even keep your word to yourself. So now you're having a little more self-doubt in what you do or what you can do. And then the people around you who watched you make that decision and then saw you switch up as soon as a little bit of, controversy or a little bit of contest came, they're not going to have faith in you either. So that's up to you to make a decision and stick to it. I mean, it's many decisions in my life. Just recently, I made a tough decision with, stopping some relationships in my life. And it was extremely difficult. I mean, extremely difficult. And I didn't have all the answers, and I still don't have all the answers. And, I may not fully understand everything about it, but I know the decision I made was the right decision to make, and I stuck with it regardless. And I felt like God was doing something within me. So as I stuck with the decision, more and more stuff started coming in as far as like information and videos and things that I watched that just reminded me, not even reminded me, but it showed me that my focus was completely off. I was so focused on trying to make everybody else happy. I was so focused on making everybody comfortable, making everybody try to accept what was going on over here. And that's not my job. It wasn't my job to do that. My job is to take care of this family and be a good shepherd to what God has given me here. So going through this time, it's showing me I have my priorities need to be my priorities. I'm not going to make everybody happy. I'm not going to please everybody. Everybody's not going to agree with my decisions, but it's on my control to handle my business here. It's under my control to make the decisions I need to make and then stick with those decisions. So tough decisions need to be made, but if you make a tough decision, stick to it. If you say you're gonna do something, do it. If you say you're gonna go on a meal plan and go on a workout plan, don't be double-minded about it. Don't say that one day and then the next day you already back at a fast food joint. Stick to what you say you're gonna do. Not much else I can say about that. So I'm going to go on to number two. Go in the strength that you have. And as you go along, that strength will become what you need for the next phase. Go in the strength that you have. And as you go along, that strength will become what you need for the next phase. This one is just reminding me to just start now. Start now. You have to stop looking at your idols, those people that you admire, and think that you're supposed to be there already. I think we get so lost in that with social media and being having so much access to some of the people that we admire. We think that we're supposed to have that type of strength to even start the journey if we wanted to go into the same things that they went through or achieve some of the things that they've achieved. You feel like I need to be as strong as they are right now. But what we didn't see is when they were first starting off, they didn't have that strength. They developed that strength over time with going through situations, with hitting some roadblocks, with having some downfalls, with having some failures. They develop strength in the journey. But we get so caught on seeing the glamorous and seeing all the praise and accolades and things that they have and think that I have to be that strong right now in order to start this journey towards trying to achieve something like that. That is not the case. That is not the case, people. Start in the strength that you have right now. You have enough strength to start somewhere. That's the main thing, is you have to start looking at what you have currently. What do you have? And then start with that. And as you take another step, you're going to become more and more knowledgeable. You're going to gain more experience. You're going to know some of the game a little bit, because everything that you go into is basically a game within that big thing. So you're going to learn a little bit more of that game, and you'll become stronger in that game. With, I think about basketball with Giannis Antetokounmpo. If you've seen him come into the league, he was just this frail, skinny kid that was didn't have his all his balance there. You know, he was all over the place. But now we're talking, what, 7-8 years into the league? The dude is stocked. He's stacked. He, you know, he got control of his full athleticism now. And he's won the MVP. He's won the championship. I mean, the boy is cold. Y'all just check him out if you don't know him, Giannis. But when he started in the NBA, nobody even put him on the radar as somebody that's going to win an MVP. Nobody even thought of him being the best player in the league at any point of his career. But as he learned and grew and developed, he just kept doing it year after year after year after year, and he got to the highest of heights in the NBA. So what's that game that you are playing? What's that thing that you're going after? Or what's something that you've been wanting to do that you've been kind of, you know, playing a little double dutch with? You faking like you're getting in, but you ain't getting in the game yet. Don't think about where your idols are. Don't think about where the highest of heights are. Start where you are. Learn what you need to learn in the beginning of stages. And as you go through your journey, you will gain strength. And you will become better and better. I'm thinking about me doing these videos, man. I started doing videos like 8-9 years ago. And I would never have just jumped on camera and just freestyle. I freestyle all of this now. All of these root work videos, I pray before I start it. I ask God to just speak through me. And then I just get cracking. I didn't do that when I first started off. Yeah, I wanted to write notes. I wanted to memorize it. I wanted to make sure I got every point down exactly how I was supposed to get down. And nah, as you go through, you grow, you develop, you learn. And now I'm here and I'm steady growing in my journey. So what's your journey? What's that thing you're going after? What can you start with today? Because you got enough strength to do it. And if nobody else don't tell you that today, I'm telling you, you got enough strength to go start today. Let's go number three. Tomlinisms. Use words to vividly capture the imaginations of people, so the message will be ingrained in their mind, so they can make it come alive in life. So with this one, I thought about creating Jarvis-isms. That's what this was about, finding Jarvis-isms. But what really comes to mind is like those Southern sayings, man. I was born in Wynn, Arkansas. My daddy and my mom from Arkansas, you know, they born and raised out there. So my dad always will have these country sayings that we would laugh at, but you start to make it make sense as you get older. Like if he'll say something like a mouse get his head stuck in the trap, everybody want to shout at him. So that'd be a situation like if a person is down, now people want to take jabs at them, talk smack about them. Now everybody big enough to step towards that person because that person is down. Or crying with a loaf of bread under your arm. So it's, you got something, you got food, you got bread, you got something that many, many, many people can only pray and wish that they had. But you crying about something else that you don't have. You looking at the wrong thing. Your perspective is off. But you crying with a loaf of bread under your arm. Or if you think a chicken, if you think a chicken dips snuff, look up under his wing, you'll find a snuff box. So this is just, if you sense something, look into it. And if when you start looking into people or looking into situations, you might just find the evidence you need. But it's almost like a trust your instinct situation. If you think somebody doing something, if you really feel like that is happening, like you think it's happening, then do some digging, do a little bit of research, and you'll find what you need to find. But those are just some of the isms that I've been thinking about, you know, creating for myself and adding to some of my messages and things like that. So I'm still working on it. I think I might do it, but those are some of the pop sayings, some of the country sayings, and we'll see if it works out for me. I get a kick out of them. So number four, three words, be a producer. Be a producer. This is basically saying, don't be a spectator. We are living in an age of so many social media apps, so much entertainment, so much just stuff being created every day. And it's being pushed to you without you even asking for it. I know I get notifications upon notifications nonstop all day. I actually have to turn notifications off on a lot of stuff. And then what I do now is I do a focus from midnight to 8 a.m. And then I also do a personal focus like in the middle of the day, just so the notifications will stop for a minute. Like they're constantly shooting you new information and new stuff. And check out this movie and look at this post and look at this person commenting on this post, which ain't got nothing to do with you. But they'll still let you know that, oh, this random person commented on this random post. And for some reason, you're supposed to go and just look at it. So this is reminding me, don't be just a consumer. Don't just consume information. Don't just consume videos. Don't just consume likes. Don't just go to it. Don't just use your phone to be entertained. That's another thing that I keep in my mind is, am I using this phone to be entertained today, or am I using this phone to elevate the life I'm living and elevate my wife's and my son's life? Am I using this phone just for it to say, hey, make me laugh right now. I got 15 minutes. I'm bored. Make me laugh. Or can I use this phone to develop a skill, to grow in a certain area, to gain a little more knowledge on something that I'm working towards? Be a producer is to create. Create something. Create something that's going to elevate you, create something that's going to elevate your family, and create something that's going to get you to the goals you want to get to. Or are you just going to keep being a consumer? Or are you just going to keep looking at that phone and say, entertain me? Or catch a feeling in me, or make me cry about something, show me a video that's heartwarming. All great, all well and good, but what value is that really bringing to your life? What is that really doing for you for that video to make you cry or to see something that makes you laugh? Yeah, it helps boost the morale inside of you and boost your spirits a little bit. But when you get done with all of that and you get back to the stuff you need to get to, now what? Be a producer. Don't get so caught up. Don't get caught up in all these advertisements and all these posts and the socials and everything else. You don't need to know everything. You don't need to be told that all this stuff is happening. It has no bearings on you moving forward and what you need to move forward in. Be a producer. Number five. We almost done, man. Look at that. We shooting through these things. You might be in a season of shut up. Your words could be what invites the enemy in and you will speak yourself right into his attack. You might be in a season of shut up. What does that mean? It means when you don't have a full understanding of what's happening, when you feel like things are starting to get a little out of your control, when things don't look like they're going in the direction that you want them to go in, the best thing sometimes is to just be quiet. That's simple and plain. It's just be quiet, do your prayer, do your meditation, whatever you do, just be still for a minute and allow yourself to get out of the future, get out of the past, be in the present, and just be, basically. Just be. Whatever's going on around you is going on. If you feel like there's not much you can really do in that moment and you just kind of got to weather the storm, then do that, but you have to be quiet. Don't start speaking on what you used to be, what you, you know, used to go through, or what you can't go through, or what you can't deal with. Or don't start guessing on, oh man, I know something's coming now. I just feel it. I feel it in my heart that something's gonna happen. You know, I've been skating for 6 months, ain't nothing big happening yet, and I know something's coming up. Stuff like that. There is no point in, you know what? It's not even about not being a point. It's more so people try to use that as a defense mechanism. They're so concerned with having faith in a situation. They're so concerned in accepting what is, such as things are going well. You don't have any ailments. Nobody in your family is sick. You haven't gotten into any car accidents. Things at work are going well. Just be present in that. Accept that. You can always understand that everything is going to change and may not stay like that forever, but for you to start trying to get ahead of the negative things that might be coming, for you to start trying to speak as if you have some foreknowledge, or you got all the feelings and all the knowledge in the world, you know what's going to happen. So you start saying stuff like, man, this is too good to be true. You in a relationship, you talk about it's too good to be true. Oh yeah, she gonna do something. Yeah, I know something's coming up, but something I ain't gonna like about it. You are inviting yourself to be in a position for the enemy to attack you. You're actually telling him exactly the things that you're scared of, so that he can just go ahead and send you that exact thing. Watch what you speak. Always be mindful of what you say about any situation that you're in. If you don't have anything positive to say about your situation, just be quiet. Don't say nothing at all. Let it play out. Let it ride out. You never know what is going to happen. You never know how God is going to use something one way or another. You can have no idea what's going to happen, and God just set it up to where you showed up. All you had to do was show up to where you were supposed to be at the time you were supposed to be there, and your situation turned around just like that. Allow yourself to have some hope. Allow yourself to believe that positive stuff does happen. Good outcomes does happen. The surprises and spontaneity of situations to where they can flow in your favor can happen. Isn't that such a better place to be, such a better vision to keep a strong grasp to? That this can work out. Oh man, something good is going to happen to me today. Oh, look, I'm working towards this thing. I'm going to push hard, and that thing is going to come to me one day. I don't know when, but as long as I keep moving forward, I'm going to get right where I need to be. Build that within you. And then talk to God on it too, man. You ain't got to do all this on your own. Talk to God on it. Let him know what you're concerned about. Ask him to give you that spirit of faith. Fill you with hope. give you a better understanding, guide you in focusing on being here, being present, being right now. How can you be a blessing to those around you in this season that you don't necessarily understand what's going on with you, or you don't know what your next steps are? Be present. Don't speak negative about your situation. Don't try to beat a negative situation that might be coming up, because it could just work out for you good. I've gotten laid off twice, and both times it worked out for my good. I tore my knee in college twice. And had I not torn my knee, I probably would have went to a different school, got a scholarship, and I would not have met the woman that I am married to, and that is my soul partner. You go through what you're supposed to go through so God can get you to where he needs to get you. And it's your job to just go with the journey. Go with the journey, man. Look, I'm gonna let y'all go on that note. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I hope you got something from this video. Be sure to like and comment and jump on the page. I'm rocking these root work videos and I'm loving it. I'm loving talking about my God. I'm loving talking about where my strength and where my foundation and where my confidence comes from. And I'm hoping that it inspires y'all. So you know, we always leave off with negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go and create you some positive news this week. I love you guys. Yeah, catch you in the next episode.